I think I noticed her love of the outdoors so early on. I think she must have been about 3 weeks old, and we were in the papoose up Arthur's Seat. Not right to the top, but we were up in the hills with Archie playing. And I had gone out because I was frazzled with just baby crying. And she just slept and was calm the whole time. And that was it. Right, I've got to get her out. This is what it is. This is what she likes. And that was easy because Archie loved to be out.
He loved it.
He loved being out. Mm-hmm. And after all his years, you know, and one of the reasons why we chose the cow gate for him was so that he could get out to play. So, yeah, it just seemed that that was a comfortable place for the three of us to be. And obviously then Walter at weekends, the four of us as a family, just to be outdoors.
And I think because it was part of our ethos to mm-hmm. be outside all day, mm-hmm. regardless of what the weather was going to be like,
yeah,
helped. Especially Archie at the beginning when he first started.
Oh yeah, he loved that, getting his waterproofs on and off he went. The more different the weather, the more she seemed to enjoy it. So she loved the wind, the rain, if there was damp in the air, because I just...
As long as you didn't put her hood up.
Yes, of course.
She did not like that.
No. And she was just so good at telling you, like, oh no, I'll throw all of this. Waterproofs, whatever, you can wrap me up like a kipper, but you will not put anything on my head. At all.
I think at first, when she first started, getting her out for us was a wee bit of a challenge, mm-hmm. to be fair, because of the access. We could mm-hmm. only get so far, but we soon found that if there was two of us there, and mm-hmm. having the one-to-one with Ely was a big help, mm-hmm. because that was easy for us to say, right, we need help, and Sarah and mm-hmm. I would go and get her out of the buggy, and she'd play in the... She'd sit in the sand the same as the other children, or the swing. She loved the swing. And as long as she was there and there was other children there, mm-hmm. then that, even if she was just sitting watching, it was just enough to be there for her.
Well, she would have taken so much from, you know, just being outside that we take for granted. The feel of the air, the noises, mm-hmm. and actually how in her echo chamber all those different sounds would have been for her processing being so different. We just can't comprehend that really what it was that made it so different for her. But it was the whole thing was an experience, mm-hmm. just being out.
Yeah, we were able to take her further outdoors is when we took her to Dunbar Close. Mm-hmm. And she was able to lie on grass.
Yeah.
And she was rolling about, had the parachute above her, and she was watching the clouds and watching her and mm-hmm. knowing her, you could see just by that don't take me away. I'm in my element, just leave me. And all the children are running around, they're chatting to her, and she's sitting in me. We had her standing up, Sarah and I helped her stand up, and she was like, just amazement. Mm-hmm. And she just loved it.
But always you asked questions. You and Sarah always talking and asking me. So you were getting to know Ailey, and then you would check out stuff with me. So even that communication, and that then built our relationship, because, you know, at no point ever did I never not trust you. So if you said, oh, you were taking her off to climb Mount Everest, I probably would have let her go. Because I was just like, oh, yeah, that's what they're doing. Okay. But yeah, and that, because you were so interested in her and you observed... And then we communicated about your observations. That then helped build our relationship mm-hmm. as a parent and a practitioner. And that relationship that, as a parent, we'd had with the OT, that she knew Ailey and knew what we wanted, so that she came out to the nursery and had a look about and was then able to make the assessment, okay, this is the piece of equipment I think that this is right. And I think that getting the equipment right, it was key, because the chair, and we were lucky that that first chair worked, but I'm sure if that chair hadn't worked, we could have went back and said, actually, I think we need a different chair.
It did get us outside, and that was good to a degree at first, but then once we redid the garden, mm-hmm. and we were able to put ramps in certain places, lower things, so that Ailey could get into the house mm-hmm. and get into underneath the slide structure. That was good because she loved being in there, having little cups of tea with
Annika and
Esme and a few other little ones that were really friendly with her. And I think just being able to do that was such a big difference for her.
It was a whole other adventure, wasn't it?
It was further down the garden. It was not just sticking to the one little bit and the swing. You were able to get right down to the bottom of the garden, get in and out and round about and up and down. She liked that, going up and down.
And what the other... And obviously, Ailey's behaviour changed when she was outside. But the other children at nursery's behaviour changes when they're outside, even like the tone of their voice or how they do. And that would have been such a... It's like on a sensory level would have been really exciting for her as well. And the boys that were... You would use their indoor voices and then use their outdoor voices, and she'd be wanting, I'm sure.
She was just desperate. Right in amongst it.
Yeah.
She just wanted to be there where they were, regardless of who was out. As long as there was somebody on the swing, she wanted to go and watch.